Welcome to Unit 3, Reliability, Culture of Safety, and HIT. The objectives of Unit 3 are to discuss the notion of reliability science as a tool for ensuring safe, quality health care, to examine how ultra-safe organizations operate, and to identify how teams make wise decisions. We can learn lessons from the Navy with respect to reliability and culture of safety. Click on this video to hear some of these lessons. Reliability science allows us to improve the consistent and standard delivery of high-quality, safe health care. We're continually evaluating our care, calculating overall reliability of that care, and improving our structures, processes, and outcomes. The Institute for Healthcare Improvement has done a lot of work with reliability in healthcare quality improvement. They define reliability science as the measurable ability of a health-related process, procedure, or service to perform its intended function in the required time under commonly occurring conditions. To compensate for human limitations, the IHI framework employs a three-tiered strategy. The first line of defense is to prevent the failure from occurring in the first place. This includes putting best practices at the fingertips of the clinician, increasing awareness, providing memory aids and checklists, and configuring the system in such a way as to make the desired action the default. As an IT professional, you will be asked to assist in these efforts using technology to support these aims. For example, you might be asked to recommend IT solutions to prompt clinicians to ensure that they implement the ventilator bundle for all mechanically ventilated patients. A bundle is a group of interventions for particular patient populations that, when executed together, result in better outcomes than when implemented individually. The ventilator bundle requires that we elevate the head of the bed of the patient 30 degrees, that we have daily vacations from sedation and assessment of the patient's readiness to extubate, measures to prevent stomach ulcers and blood clots, and daily mouth care. Providing each element of care within a bundle leads to more reliable care for patients. Your assistance in finding the best ways to remind clinicians of these measures within the electronic health record will be invaluable. The second line of defense is to identify and mitigate failure. There's a growing body of evidence that clinicians are distracted and interrupted constantly during the course of care, and that they can grow fatigued during prolonged shifts. Fatigue and distraction can impede them from preventing failures. HIT offers a variety of options for reducing the impact of failure, such as standing orders for best practice treatments that can be altered only with written authorization, flags and warnings that notify the clinician when an undesirable event is impending, such as drug-drug interaction flags, and configuring the electronic record to accommodate the need for documentation of independent double checks. Finally, high reliability organizations redesign for success. They understand where the failure in the system is occurring through analytic methods such as root cause analyses and determine the remedy. It's absolutely critical that we understand where the failure is occurring so that we can figure out the remedy. You may have heard early reports of a particular brand of automobile that was accelerating suddenly when their drivers insisted that they were in parking gear. Some of these runaway cars killed or injured people, so the manufacturers redesigned their gearboxes so that the cars couldn't be taken out of park unless the driver's foot was on the brake. Even if the driver is confused, the car will not let him make a mistake. Just think how many more people would have been injured or killed if the company had decided to argue incessantly about who or what was at fault. High reliability organizations survive in complex environments that depend on multi-team systems that must coordinate their respective activities for safety. The safety of a hospitalized patient is dependent on the effective coordination of all members of the healthcare team. When working on IT projects, this team includes you as the HIT professional. High reliability organizations are also tightly coupled. That is, team members depend on tasks across the entire team. Roles are very clearly defined and differentiated in high reliability organizations. Intense coordination is required for the team to work cohesively. There is no I, only we. Complete reliance on the team is the hallmark of high reliability organizations. Decisions are made by the person with the most direct expertise, not necessarily the team leader. There are multiple decision makers in high reliability organizations. Therefore, processes must be in place to allow these decision makers to communicate with each other. High reliability organizations have complex communication networks. Because they have a high degree of accountability, when errors occur, there are severe consequences. It's not always easy to differentiate patients who die from error from those whose deaths were inevitable due to the course of their disease. People in high reliability organizations need frequent, immediate feedback. This is essential to anticipate and avert problems before they become crises. Finally, high reliability organizations have compressed time constraints that pose challenges. There are five concepts that create the sense of mindfulness that is essential for reliability. Mindfulness is the constant awareness that things can and will go wrong. The slide depicts a flowchart with four columns. The first column is titled Specific Considerations. Five concepts are listed in the column: sensitivity to operations, preoccupation with failure, deference to expertise, resilience, and reluctance to simplify. The concepts flow into the second column, titled General Orientation. There's a sunburst in the center of the column with the word State of Mindfulness. This flows into the third column, titled Impact on Processes. There is a check mark in the center of the column with the words High Reliability. This flows into the fourth column, titled Ultimate Outcome. In the center are the words Exceptionally Safe, Consistently High Quality Care. Reliable teams demonstrate sensitivity to operations, are preoccupied with failure, defer to expertise, are resilient, and are reluctant to simplify issues. These attributes are necessary to achieve safe, high-quality care. While it may not sound like a good thing to be preoccupied with failure, such attentiveness allows teams to pick up on near misses or to identify potentially risky situations. They prepare for failure by learning to perform quick situational assessments, working effectively as a team that defers to expertise, and practicing responses to system failures. sensitivity to operations includes more than just checks of patient identity, vital signs, and medications. It includes awareness by staff, supervisors, and management of broader issues that can affect patient care, ranging from how long a person has been on duty to the availability of needed supplies to potential distractions. The slide depicts a drawing of a man in a hospital bed surrounded by three staff members. The following objects in the room are circled: the face of one doctor, the folder in the doctor's hand, a clipboard, a cabinet, a monitor, pills and a glass of water on a table, an infusion bag, a clock face, then the identification tag on the patient's wrist. Oversimplifying explanations for how things work risk developing unworkable solutions and failing to understand all the ways in which a system may fail, placing a patient at risk. This slide depicts a drawing of a humorous production line. A gloved hand is pushing a squirrel holding a nut. There are many levers, pulleys, weights, hammers, and balls. The goal of the production line is not clear. A preoccupation with failure means that near misses are viewed as invitations to improve, rather than as proof that a system has enough checks to prevent a catastrophic failure. This slide depicts the drawing of a car that has run off the road and is on the edge of a cliff. One passenger is thinking, "Wow, that was close. Glad we had good brakes." The other passenger is thinking, "Wow, that was close. We almost died." In many situations, different staff members, as well as the patient and family, may have information essential to providing ideal care. Deference to expertise entails recognizing the knowledge available from each person and deferring to whoever's expertise is most relevant to the choices being made. This slide depicts the drawing of a woman in a hospital bed surrounded by three staff members and a family member. The nurse is thinking, "She's getting weaker." The doctor is thinking, "Several complications could explain this." The pharmacist is thinking, "Some meds could be interacting." The husband is thinking, "She's upset about going to a nursing home." A good boater never leaves the dock without preparing for many situations that are unlikely but possible. Oars, pump, life jacket, and fire extinguisher ensure that the boater can quickly respond to unexpected system failures. This slide depicts a man in a small motorboat. The man is wearing a life jacket, and the boat is equipped with a life buoy, fire extinguisher, oars, and a pump. The man has developed resilience. I'd like to say a bit about culture. Culture is the shared perceptions of the individuals within the team or organization about what is good, right, important, valued, supported, or expected at any given time. Over time, we've seen a shift in the culture of healthcare from one of blame to a culture of safety.